السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، أما بعد. My brothers, my sisters, dear believers, the best greeting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of you and upon all the bright faces that make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one and only one deserving of this sujood. And to all the sincere heart that finds comfort, happiness, satisfaction, content, success, trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair for inviting me, and Jazakum Allah khair for sparing this part of your life to listen to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it an evening of remedy and remembrance, an evening of forgiveness, an evening of a blessing, an evening by this day and the end of this day, the end of this lecture, the end of this evening, the end of this gathering, to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us all, go away, I have forgiven your sins. Allahumma ameen. Allah is able subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. Today's topic, leaping hurdles or leaping over hurdles. Leaping means jumping for some of those who may be born. For some of those maybe who is born in the desert like me, and maybe it's a new word for them. So leaping is jumping, and hurdles is like this little metal obstacle that when you run you jump on top of it. But in reality it's like jumping over what we have after in this event this evening is jumping over problems, passing the problem, bypassing them, managing them, handling them, the problem or the challenge. It's a huge topic that can go for hours. But today with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I have chosen a cocktail sort of a speech, which is a bit of here, a bit of here. We taste certain stories, we listen to certain things that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a benefit of it, a variety in the next maybe 40 minutes or so. So basically it's a huge topic, but we'll try to squeeze it. Now, we start with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. We have in this ayah continuous challenge to our nafs, continuous challenge to the shaytan to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is commanding us here to jump over our desire. So our desire is not face to face with our crush for it. We jump over it. We jump over the nafs, al-ammara bis-su'. We jump over the commands of the shaytan to have taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the qalb al-salim. So starting with this ayah, already we have a challenge. And the challenge end up with to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So this is by itself is a big challenge, is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muslims, not to die except by the state of Islam. We go back to jumping. Like the brothers mentioned, leaping hurdles. In reality, people say that the trip of a million, whatever, kilometer or more or less, it starts with one step. But nowadays, it is not one step. Nowadays, it's called jump time. Everything now, it's in a jump time. So our topic goes shoulder by shoulder with this jump time, environment and society and time. What does that mean? We will go back to that inshallah. If we try to ask a question, do we have really hurdles? Do we have problems? Do we have challenges? Do we have worries? Do we have agonies? The answer, yes, we do. Can we count our problems? Can you count your problems, brother? Yes, we can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe more, maybe less. But can we count the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us? Never. Even with the ayah, وَأَنْتَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah is giving us the answer that we could never count the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is ni'am zahira. This is the one that you would know about, you would try to count. But the ni'am al-khafiyya, the blessing and the bounties that's hidden, that's even unknown. And you can't touch that. You can't count that. The one that you would maybe know, you still can't count it. So we'd remember the poet who said, Ya sahib al-ham, inna al-ham munfarijun. أبشر بخير فإن الفارج الله الله يحدث مع وبعد العسر ميسرة لا تجزعن فإن الكافي الله والله إذا ابتليت فثق بالله وارض به إن الذي يكشف البلوى هو الله والله ما لك غير الله من أحد فحسبك الله في كل لك الله. Closest to the meaning, oh, you carrying the burden of worries and wondering, worry no longer, glad tiding in the way. Allah subhanahu makes a smooth way from a difficult way. Get a grip in the bonds of Allah all the way, you will never be astray. So basically, we can count our problems. We really can count our problems and worries and challenges, but we could never ever count the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. I will tell you a story speaking of a hardship and hurdles. A brother is facing a difficult time, a terrible time, really hardship. And for him this is not just a hurdle, it's a huge brick wall. Another brother asked him, what's happening with you? So he explained his situation, and really it's a terrible, difficult one. So he told him, it's okay. Inna ba'da al-usr yusr. Inna ba'da al-usr yusr. After the difficulties, there's an ease. So that brother who's suffering a hardship, he said, no! What? No? Are you losing your Islam because of your hardship? I'm telling you, the brother said, I'm telling you that inna ba'da al-usr yusr, after the difficulties, the hardship, there is an ease. And you're telling me no? He said, no. He said, brother, what's happened? What's wrong? Something went wrong with your head? What's wrong with you? You're losing your Islam? He said, no, my brother. Inna ma'a al-usr yusra. Inna ma'a al-usr yusra. It's not after the difficulties, there is an ease. With the difficulties, my brothers, my sisters, there's a huge difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in the Quran, inna ma'a, with the difficulties, with the hardship, there is an ease. There is a relief. So the brother realized, and if we go to this particular ayah, and this one line, we would also remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that to yusr, they will not be defeated by one usr. Because it says, inna ma'a al-usr yusra, inna ma'a al-usr yusra. And Arabic language, if you take as the word al-usr, al-usr alif lam, it is identified, means one hardship. Inna ma'a al-usr, al-usr. So one hardship. But yusr is open, it's not identified. And this is the precise greatness of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That yusr, it is not identified. It's open relief. Open ease. Inna ma'a al-usri yusra. Inna ma'a al-usri yusra. And we remember also when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced this situation with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They were hiding from the kuffar. It is a scary situation. It is a hardship, it's a big hurdle for them to jump over. I mean, it's so hard that somebody's heart will be up to their throat. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was so afraid that if they would look at their foot, at their toes, they would see them. But what happened? At that difficulties, at that hardship, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaning on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By telling Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, مَا بَالَكَ بِاثْنَيْنِ اللَّهَ ثَالِثَهُمَا. What do you think of two? Allah is the third of them. Look at that. At the difficult time that really, if they just look at their toes, this kuffar who are chasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to kill them, if they just look at their toes, look how easy is that,
Look how so simple is that, they would have got them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-samad. They lean to as-samad. When you read, قُلْهُ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. As-samad is the one who we lean into in a difficult time. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-samad. Speaking of a difficult time, my brothers, my sisters, there is a difference between when we are looking at a hurdle and we want to jump that hurdle, we want to jump that problem, we want to just get rid of this problem. There is really a difference between a problem and a challenge. A lot of times we have a challenge and we think of it as a huge problem. It is not. It is only a challenge. And if we ignore certain challenges, it becomes a huge problem. So a challenge is different than a problem. And if you ignore certain challenges, it becomes a huge problem. And when you look at a challenge or at a matter that becomes a problem, it is so healthy. Again, I would remind you, in the beginning of this speech I mentioned that this topic, it can go for 12 hours. But today I will just pick from this tree, pick from that tree, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us enjoy these fruits. If we take a look at a problem, it is healthy to think. See, because you want to jump. And by the way, speaking of a jump, just imagine you are in gymnastic, or imagine you are, since we're talking about jumping, imagine you are in karate. In gymnastic, you want to jump and do paxamasol, or fantamasol. Or in karate, you want to jump on top of six people who's there, bending, so you can jump on top of them and break a brick. For you to jump, you have to mentally believe that you did jump. You are, of course, there is a training, of course there is preparation, there is stamina, but when you want to do the jump mentally, you have to be convinced that yes, I could do it, yes, I did it. So for us, when we have a problem, if it reached to that, I could healthy thinking, say, what is the worst this can be? What is the worst this can be? Take it from that. What's the worst it can be? And take it from down. Is that what the worst is going to be? You know? I'm having a flat tire. Okay, I'm having a flat tire. Am I going to have a flat life because of flat tire or a flat day? No. I take it. What's the worst could happen? I'm going to change the tire in the cold, or I'm going to just ignore the car and just take the TTC. What's the worst in any problem? Take the worst imagination, take the worst possibility, and take it from up, from down and up. Now take a look at Yusuf alayhi salam. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he had a situation, which is the story very long, but when he was thrown into that difficult and hardship situation from his dear brothers to throw him in the well. When they got him out of the well, the Muslim scholar says that he was looking at his brothers. They didn't leave. They didn't. And in the Quran there is an answer to that as well. They didn't leave. And he looked at the worst situation. He took it from down and up. If he would say that, no, this is my brothers, and they're the one who threw me in the well, they would have killed him. But he chose the least of two bad situations, which is being quiet and being sold. Again, when he lived in the house of the king, or the house of Al-Aziz, the house of Al-Aziz, the wife of Al-Aziz and the rest of the women, when they face to face, they are inviting him to the shaitan, and he is remembering Ar-Rahman. They are putting him in front of a real challenge, and he has to jump that challenge. What happened? Again, he chose the dunya to have a problem with the dunya, not with the deen. Why? Because he said that he would be more, it's more beloved to him, the jail. So that even by itself would remind us that this hurdles, sometimes it can be
more smart and more healthy to choose the least of our two bad situations. And not only that, the second example where Yusuf alayhi salam, not only he chose the least of two bad situations, he chose the deen over the dunya. The deen over the dunya. The story is very long, but we are just checking some of these fruits. Now, speaking of sadness, and the brother mentioned the challenges and things we have now facing us more difficult than ever. When we look at it in reality, my brothers, my sisters, there is no happiness will last. Remember that. There is no happiness will last, and there is no sadness will last. There is only everlasting happiness in the life after, everlasting sadness and agony for some people in the life after. In this life, inshallah, with the positive thinking that in reality there is no happiness would last and there is no sadness would last. Not only that, the difference between you and a king. So you think you have a problem. Take a look at the difference, and this is a fact. You could prove me wrong if you want to. The difference between you and the king is a small difference. The difference between you and the king, my brothers, my sisters, is only the minute we are living now. Why? Because the king can't get anything from yesterday. Take the biggest king on earth, president on earth. Can he get anything from yesterday? Nothing. Can he get something from tomorrow? No way. Some of them, they would have paid $100 million just to live extra 1 week. They wouldn't. They can't get anything from tomorrow, they can't get nothing from yesterday. The only difference between us and a king is the moment we are living right now. And to go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show those who are suffering a hardship, or those who are fearing a hardship, with the comfort in hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجد تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك وإن اجتمع على يضروك على ينفعوك بشيء لن ينفعك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Closest to the meaning, remember Allah and preserve Allah. Allah preserve you. If you ask, ask Allah. If you seek the help of Allah. Doesn't mean I don't seek your help, my brother, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command you and will make you help me. If you seek, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know, and here is the comfort for those who may suffer hardship, or they think that the whole world wants to choke them. You know, if the whole world wants to choke you, if the whole world wants to take one piece out of your hair, they can't. Because Rasulullah ﷺ confirmed that if the whole nation were to gather together to benefit you with something, they can't benefit you except with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for you. And if they have to gather together to harm you with something, they can't harm you except with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed upon you. And in reality, you may have already lived certain moments in your life where you feel the whole world wants to choke you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want that. Nobody can touch you. Nobody. So you are jumping the hurdles. And that hurdle, sometimes we're really thinking about it, that it's not there, it does not exist. And I asked a brother also, speaking of leaping hurdles, his way of leaping hurdles, he said that just to know for me that there is a day of judgment, that's a great comfort to me. So that's a great way for him to jump over difficulties and to jump hardship. It's just for him to know that there is a day of qiyamah, of judgment. Now, unfortunately, for those who wants to jump over the problem and to cancel the problem, to handle the problem, to get rid of the problem, sometimes people try to do that jump by not running to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not running to Ar-Rahman, running to Ash-Shaytan. Where a person, I don't want to mention name, who had a hardship. And he wants to calm down his hardship. So he invited, and this is my brothers, my sisters, I'm taking different stories. So let us benefit. You may benefit from this line. You may benefit, I may benefit from one story or from one line. Choose, pick and choose today. This brother wants to jump over his problem and get rid of his problem by inviting his wife to a restaurant. Okay, sounds good. Dinner, why not? But what type of a restaurant? A restaurant where there's a jinn there. You know the jinn? Okay. So this jinn, which is a human jinn, Satan representative, which is a belly dancer. Okay? Now, he's enjoying the food, the wife is enjoying the food, but they're not paying attention that they're not getting rid of their problem. Why? Because watch what happened. The dancer is looking at the woman, and the woman is looking at her. Okay, they're enjoying the food. What happened? Now when they finished, the evening is over, did the woman go back to her husband and said, I feel, you know, we don't have a problem. I feel really we get along together. You know what? Let us make tahajjud. Did she say that? No. Did the woman say, you know, I feel so good after this evening of gym, jumping up and down, belly dancer, I want to read Al-Bukhari. No way. No way. Is she going to say to him, you know, brother, you know, we don't really have a problem. We're so relieved right now. You know, we've been in that place and that I feel so good. Let us pray together. No. You know what she told him? And this is unfortunate. But for us, we're not happy the brother's hurt. We just want to benefit from that painful story. She told him, you know that dancer. You know that belly dancer. You're taking me there to make fun of me. No, I don't know her. He said, no, you know her. She was looking at me and laughing. Because that looks, that zooming, like a laser beam, she's looking at him, there's a connection there. There's electricity, and there is satanic connection. Now I don't know her, the shaitan would throw a word in his mouth, he would fire at the wife. The shaitan would throw a word on the wife's mouth, she would fire back at her husband. What happened? The evening ended in a divorce. So to jump over problem, we can't run to a shaitan and think that we could get rid of our problem that way. No, we end up having much, much bigger problem. But when we run to Ar-Rahman, run to As-Samad, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us continuously to run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As-Samad. And often, I want you to see this example, my brothers, my sisters. When we have a hurdles, or when we have a challenge, or we have maybe some type of a problem, we don't realize that what's here. We only can see this. We don't see this. Why? Because till this come down, I would see this. And till this come down, I would see this. But a lot of times, some of us, when we are having a challenge or a problem, or we are facing the hurdles, we don't think that there is life here, and there is life here, and there is life here. We only see this. And sometimes it looks like a dead end. And sometimes it looks like the most difficult things in life. But in reality, we have to realize that, no, there is something here. When this comes down, I will be able to see this. And a lot of times we need to think that way to jump over these hurdles. Now, subhanAllah. A brother told me a nice thing. I told him, you have a gray hair and I'd like to benefit from this gray hair. You have experience in life. I really like to hear a word of wisdom. Can you tell me anything? He said, yes, I would tell you that if I can go back and just add a little bit of patience, I wouldn't be as sick as I am, or I wouldn't be suffering from that problem, or I wouldn't be making that mistake. And that's a good advice for all of us, that sometimes that we really need that little bit of a grip, just a grip, of patience. And that can make a huge difference, that from someone falling here or someone being totally safe. It's only the difference here. When you add that rib, so it doesn't tip this way, it tips that way. So that rib of a patience, and I share that person's advice, that if we can, sometimes we can go back. The king can go back. But sometimes if we can just add a drip of a patience on top of things that facing us, we will be able to leap over the hurdles. Subhanallah. Also, for me and you, my brothers, my sisters, to know that I don't want to fall. For me to know, I don't want to face the problem or the challenge and fall on my face. We have to be aware of the shaitan, because a lot of times you are knocked. One, two, and you don't know where is it coming from. You don't know what's happening. What's my wife telling me? Right? But you don't know that it's not your wife. It is not. She's your sweetheart. It's not her, it's the shaitan who loves to put these hurdles in front of you and your wife and wants you to face the problems. The shaitan does not want people to believe in his existence, by the way. My brothers, my sisters, the shaitan does not want you to believe that he exists. Why? Because he could knock you up, down, left, right, and you don't know where's the punch coming from. You think it's from your wife. It's not from your wife. It's from the shaitan. So we have to realize that to jump over problem, I have to realize that my enemy is the shaitan. To be aware of this enemy. And no matter how many times the shaitan tricked me and trapped me and make me fall, I don't make sujood to the shaitan. I fall, I stand. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I fall, I try to jump again and again and again. Never make sujood to the shaitan, my brothers, my sisters, no matter what happened with you. And remember that a way also in life to help us jump over these hurdles, I could mention many things, but I would remember three major things to leap over hurdles, to jump challenges, by taking care of three important ingredients: begging for Allah's mercy day and night. Also, for those who has a mom and dad, those who want their life to be a nice life, please your mom and dad. This is a direct relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a shortcut. You want a happy life, comfortable life, good money, good comfort, happiness in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before any problem happens, Allah is helping you to go through it and make it easy and make it a problem that you will benefit from and a blessing in disguise. Take care of mom and dad. This is a shortcut to reach Allah's blessing and bounties. Not only that, you will jump easy. Any hurdles comes to you. The third ingredient for the key of success and to jump over difficulties and to challenge any difficulties that may come to you is by spending money fi sabilillah. Even if you have a job and you put a dollar a day and you call that can or jar, this is the can fi sabilillah. That's the name of it. One day you give it to a masjid, one day you give it to an orphan, one day you give it to anything that pleases Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is also a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make difficult situation very easy for you. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. So you have no hurdles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them come down. You don't even have to jump. Really, my brothers, my sisters, if we can remember three things: mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing my mom and dad, and spending money fi sabilillah, ingredients of success. But somebody could say, well, I don't have a mom and dad, they passed away. You could still please them. When they are dead, you could still please them by being kind to their friends and by spending money on their behalf and by making dua for them. For us to talk about leaping hurdles, we have also to mention What if all surrounds the hurdles and the problems? We can't just talk about problems. We have to talk about prevention. We have to talk about many things to try to cover part of this topic. Now, for those who does not want to go to these ingredients of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing mom and dad, and spending money fi sabilillah, the key success. Those who are turning their back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are really putting not only hurdles, they are putting huge towers on top of their life that they can't jump, no matter what. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that in the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, and here you could see, this is the real problem. Not the real problem you don't have a good job, or the real problem that, you know, your wife today did not cook for you that biryani, chicken you don't like. No, that's not. The real problem and the real hardship, and this is really so difficult. So difficult. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in the Quran by saying, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, and that's the Quran, he, and that means she, shall have a hardship kind of a life. Do you know hardship kind of a life? Nobody like. Sometimes I see people, they want to do a fax, simple fax. They end up hating their life before they send one sheet through a fax. Why? They reach the place, oh, I forgot the sheet. They come to the place, oh, I forget the fax number. They go back again. They bring the fax, sign the sheet, oh, I forget the money. Simple things that I could make it very difficult. They get the money, the sheet, and the fax number, the store is closed. It's really so simple that Allah makes things difficult. Wallahi, and things so difficult, Allah can make it so smooth for us. Smooth! The world wants to choke you. Allah does not want that. Nobody can touch you. And in another ayah, my sisters, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, وَمَنْ يَأْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينِ. وَمَنْ يَأْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينِ. Whoever turns away from remembrance, from the remembrance of the most merciful, we shall appoint for him, and that means her, a devil, and he's a companion for him. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. He's a companion for him, and that means he's a companion for her. That's a hardship for those who turn their back to the Quran, to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned ma'ishatun dhanka, a hardship kind of a life, and mentioned نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانِ. Allah will appoint for him a devil, and he will be for him, and that means her, a companion, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. طيب. Jumping trouble, jumping problem, some brothers would say, you know what, I'm not going to hang around with you brothers, you know, I had enough of a headache, you brothers, I know you make salat, I'm not going to hang up with you, you gave me enough headache, I'm going to be just alone, reading my book alone at home, going work alone and minding my business. In reality, that's a hardship. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many occasions, showed us that to be with your brothers, to khalithum, you mix with them, and you bear, and you have patience with their harm, if they harm you, or some kind of a difficulties they make, cause for you, is much better than being alone. And another hadith also closest to the meaning that if you are alone, you are an easy target, like an astray sheep or goat. So to remember that those who say, I'm avoiding problem, I'm just not going to have problem because I'm not going to mix with you brothers, in reality, he's causing problem for him. And he has to think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his words, Al-khayr fi wa fi ummati ila yawm al-qiyamah. The goodness in me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the goodness in me and my ummah, my nation, till the day of judgment. So 5 people, 10 people upset you, maybe one person good enough that you will feel that he is satisfactory for you more than 2,000 friends. Leaping hurdles. Subhanallah. Leaping hurdles, my brothers, my sisters. Yes, akhi. Assalamu alaikum. We have here a wallet, right? Muhammad, what? It doesn't have cash, but otherwise we donated it for the masjid. What's the name, brother?
Muhammad Qasim.
Wait, Muhammad Qasim. Muhammad Qasim. Muhammad Al-Haris.
Muhammad
Al-Haris. A wallet? Okay, I think we'll give it to the management. Jazakallah khair. Can you give it to the management, please? I'm sure that the brother will come and ask for that. طيب. Subhanallah. Leaping hurdles doesn't mean only we have to face the problem or to jump over the hardship. It could mean also to prevent. Because sometimes, unfortunately, as Muslims, we don't mind to put a lot of money to cure situation. We don't mind to put a lot of money to pay for a lawyer, or a lot of money to take care of certain matters. But in reality, we can put much less money, right, to prevent that problem from happening. We can put money from our heart to educate people about Islam, so we don't have problems with our neighbor. We don't have problems with our co-worker. We don't have problems when we go apply for a passport. We don't have problems when we go apply for X and Y and Z. Why? Because we already educated people about Islam, give them the clear, pure picture about Islam, and this way we are not spending money on solving problems. We spend much, much less money in preventing problems. And prevention is much better than cure. You could apply that technique in any way you want, my brothers, my sisters. Speaking of brothers and sisters, they think for them to blend in, that's the way to jump over problems. That's the way to jump over that hurdles, which is to blend in. What does that mean? Blend in. This, if I bring something the same color as this, that blends in, goes along with it. So you go to a brother and you say to him, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed. He would say to you, hi. At his work, he want to blend in. Even though his hair is born in the desert, he looks like an Arab, but, and if he dyes his hair blue and his eyes blue, still they will know him as a Muslim, as an Arab or Pakistani, but he wants to blend in. He will tell you hi. What? I say, Assalamu alaikum. You say hi. It is not high. It's very low. You say Assalamu alaikum to somebody and say hi to you. It's not high. It's very low. And he wants to blend in. Remember, my sisters, you want to blend in, you bleed within. This is, I saw, unfortunately, a sister who is walking. I can't help but seeing that. She was walking with a short, and I said, Subhanallah. She wanna blend in, she is bleeding within. And truly, in certain situations, if we wanna blend in reality, we are bleeding within. The subject is so long, and Subhanallah, the time is only 10 minutes left, and I'm almost half there. Okay. Subhanallah. طيب. Speaking of the brothers, we mentioned earlier that somebody would say, rather to be by myself. You know what Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, what he said? He said, لِقَاءِ الْأَخْوَانِ جَلَاءِ الْأَحْزَانِ. This is beautiful, so precise. لِقَاءِ الْأَخْوَانِ جَلَاءِ الْأَحْزَانِ. Meeting of the brothers, and that applies to you, sisters. Meeting of the brothers, cleansing of the sadness, which is true. Sometimes this brother can be much better than a lawyer, a doctor, a bank manager. He would help me to lean on him and free of charge. So he is also my help to jump over the problems. To jump over problems, we need, my brothers, my sisters. To leap over the hurdles, I need you, my brother. You need your sister. Your sister needs you. And Rasulullah ﷺ spoke about that by saying, أحب الناس. How many people speak Arabic here? So I don't waste time. Okay. أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم وأحب الأعمال إلى الله سرور تدخل على مسلم أو تكشف عن كربة أو تقضي عن دين أو تطرد عن جوع. ولا نمشي مع أخي المسلم في حاجته أحب إلي من أن أعتكف في المسجد شهرا. Take a look. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is showing you that your brother here can be your partner shoulder by shoulder to help you jump your difficulties, to help you jump that obstacle, that hurdles, by showing you that you will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ, the most among the people that Allah loves, those who benefit the people most. The rest of the hadith. And the most of the deeds, الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ, the good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Take a look at this sister and choose one of them to apply. The most of the good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, such as happiness you bring your Muslim brother, a distress you relieve them from, a hunger you remove away from them, a loan you help them paying. The rest of the hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, وَلَا أَنْ أَمْشِي مَعَ أَخِي الْمُسْلِمِ, and for me it's more beloved to me to be with my Muslim brother helping him in his needs more than making tahajjud in the masjid for 1 month. Now, you are my brother, you are my extra energy, you are my extra brain, you are my extra hands, you are my extra stamina to jump over the problems. Without you, I'm very weak. And when you look at one finger by itself, it's weak. 2, 3, 4 fingers, 5, they add up. They make a fist, they make strength, they look good together. Leaping over hurdles or leaping hurdles. We also, to leap over hurdles, we have to be sometimes like the tree. You know the tree, you hit the tree with a rock, what does the tree hit you with? It will hit you back with a delicious fruit. So sometimes we have to learn that lesson. تَكُنْ كَالشَّجَرَةَ تَرْمِيهَا بِالْحَجَرَ فَتَرْمِيكَ بِالثَّمَرَ. You will hit it with the rock, it will give you the delicious fruit. Leaping hurdles. Subhanallah, that situations we look at and we think it is a serious problem. My brothers, my sisters, often we really experience in life the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at a situation and you think you are devastated, but in reality it's a lot of blessing in it. It's called blessing in disguise. Disguise like somebody is wearing a mask, right? Blessing in disguise. A lot of situations. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the thing for us that we would never dare to do for ourselves. And we think it's devastating. But in reality, it is a blessing in disguise. So we have to distinguish. Am I jumping over a problem? Or am I facing a problem? Or is it a blessing in disguise? Subhanallah. A brother told me, actually he was not a brother, he's a gentleman. Yeah, he's not a Muslim. He said to me something really nice. He said he read a line, and this is a good one, which is, it's good for us to take, because if you find any wisdom anywhere, with a Muslim, non-Muslim, with anything, with a human, with a cow, with a bird, any wisdom you could find, grab it. Rasulullah ﷺ taught us that any of these wisdoms is our property, the property of the believers, is Allah's property. So brother, this gentleman said, in the midst of winter, I discovered within myself an invincible summer. So sometimes to think about that, no matter how chilly and cold and freezing this life becomes, we have an invincible summer, an everlasting summer. Again, any ingredients to help us to jump over our problem, and to remember also that from that difficult situation, we get stronger. What does that mean? Sometimes I used to do some karate shows, and I used to break big bricks, thick ones. And people would take the bricks and look at it and feel it and say, brother, this is for real. How did you break it? It did not break your hand. I said, brother, don't look at my hand and don't look at the brick. The brick is for real. It's strong and it's big and there's nothing fake about it. Don't look at the brick. Don't look at my hand. Look what happened with me in the past when I used to take carpet, roll them and give them punches, and this would hurt and would bleed and would hurt me for a while. From that painful experience, I did benefit. So from our painful experience, we do benefit, and it makes us stronger. And also, since you mentioned the brothers here, in your flyer that tolerance with others, you know, who are not understanding us, we should give allowance for those who are ignorant of Islam. We should give them allowance, give them a space, but at the same time give them knowledge. But for those who knows Islam and knows we are clean and knows that Islam is pure and cream of the cream, and Islam is inviting people to a clean life, inviting people to the Jannah, to paradise, inviting people to cancel their sin, they know that, and they try to throw dirt at Islam, those we tell them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about you by saying, قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تَخْفِي صُدُورَهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Hate is appearing from their mouth, and what their hearts hide even greater. And we tell them, لَا يَتَأَثَرُ السَّحَابُ بِنَبْحِ الْكِلَابِ. The very high clouds will never be affected by barking dogs. So for us, yes, we are tolerant with those who deserve to be given that allowance and to be given that kind of the benefit of the doubt, but we have to provide them with the Islamic knowledge as well. For the next 5 minutes, my brothers, I'll try to conclude and try to cut this short by remembering also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any subject, rest assured my sisters, any subject, it has the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is valid till the day of judgment. So you have confidence today that it's not the words of Ahmed Shihab. We listen to the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is protected till the day of judgment and preserved. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those who wants to jump over difficulties and to jump over hurdles, gave us also a tip, action with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Power. Jazakum Allah khair. A listener can be much better than a speaker. Remember me in your dua. Jazakum Allah khair. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.